Former members of a secretive sect under investigation by the FBI for historical child sexual abuse warn it's a highly controlling and insular group with many unwritten rules. The religious group, which has around 2,500 members and 60 ministers in New Zealand, meets in homes and has no official name but is commonly known as the Two by Two, or The Truth. Its spokesperson has confirmed police are investigating at least one former minister for historical abuse, and it's aware of 14 cases of allegations against members. Amy Williams has more.
The sect is not registered as a charity, it has no buildings, and members are encouraged to tick Christian non-denominational on the census. Former insiders talk to RNZ about the group's secretive culture. All want to remain anonymous. These are their words, but not their real names or voices. Elliot recently left the church because of the way historical child abuse allegations have been handled.
In your article was more information than we'd ever been given as a church. There hasn't been a public spoken apology from the ministers to say these things have been handled really incorrectly in the past. That has caused harm, and we're sorry for the harm it's caused.
Elliot joined as a teenager and says the rules are subtle. You're not saved if you don't attend the sect's meetings in homes and hired halls. Marrying an outsider is frowned upon. Females have a dress code, TVs are not allowed, and using the internet is actively discouraged. Sarah grew up in the sect. Her parents were born into it too, but she left the church when she moved cities to attend university.
I always felt very restricted by the very strict rules. There's a phrase they use which is be in the world but not of the world, so you're not meant to have school friends. I felt like I was living in these two really different worlds and I couldn't marry them up.
The sect's ministers travel in pairs within an area or region, staying in members' homes. The church spokesperson Wayne Dean confirmed these ministers are police vetted and trained in keeping children safe. Sarah says that's not enough. She says the trust given to these ministers, also called workers, creates a power imbalance.
I was left alone with workers my whole life when they were staying in my house, in their bedrooms. Nothing ever happened to me, but I can absolutely see how it can happen. They are the most senior people.
She's concerned the secretive nature of the sect would make reporting any abuse difficult. Another former insider says their family has been in the church for generations, but they left shortly after coming out as gay. They are in contact with family still in the sect, but are ignored by others.
I feel like I've been shunned in a way. I'd see people I knew from growing up in the religion and they would just ignore me. To them, I don't exist anymore. These are people that I've known for my whole life.
Religious studies expert, Professor Emeritus of History at Massey University, Peter Lynham, says former insiders he's talked to say the sect is in crisis.
What they seem to be implying is that there's been quite a big exodus of members over recent years. I think there's been much more public talk about the risks and dangers of sectarian groups and of vulnerability to people within those groups.
The church keeps a low profile, and Peter Lynham says its response to RNZ confirming a police investigation is a striking development.
The 2x2s have kept such a low profile for so many years that, in fact, I mean, most people have never heard of them. And so with the sudden exposure, I think it maybe has created a bit of a crisis.